like to welcome everyone this evening to the City of Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Commission, and a Happy New Year to all. Beginning with public participation, this is allowed in the following ways. Community members may attend the meetings in person at the Morro Bay Veterans Hall. Alternatively, members of the public may watch the meeting and speak during general public comment or on a specific agenda item by logging into the Zoom webinar using the information provided below. Please use the raised hand feature to indicate your desire to provide public content. Members of the public may watch the meeting either on cable channel 20 or as streamed on the city website. Community members are encouraged to submit agenda correspondence in advance of the meeting via email to the advisory board members at rpc@morrobayca.gov prior to the meeting. Agenda correspondence received by 10 a.m. on the meeting day will be posted on the city website. At this time, I'd like to establish that there is a quorum and a call to order. Seeing a quorum, move on then to a moment of silence. And then if I could have Commissioner Carroll lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any announcements or presentations?
Well, I can make a few announcements. I got to meet a bunch of the attendees of the Bird Festival, and that seemed to go really, really well. One important thing I want to mention is this Saturday, there's a health fair over at the community center this Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon. And again, I ask that you go to the city website and the Parks and Recreation websites to see all the programs and events that are happening in our town. Thank you.
This is the section of the agenda for public comment. Members of the audience.
Can we jump in? And we've got a couple quick announcements. I'm sorry, I was a little slow. If that's okay. Yes. I've got AGP. I got kind of a funny ring to this. We've got some slides we'd like to show and discuss.
Okay, I'm first. I just want to talk about our winter community classes. We have a variety of different kinds. We've got a freestyle fitness, we still have our Pilates class. A dance fit, open flow, and Okinawan karate. And then we have a few new classes. We'll be having a new Zumba class starting soon with a new Zumba instructor, as well as this new arts and crafts club. It's held on Thursdays. Today was its very first day. And this is an instructor. Her name's Kendra Bowling. She also teaches at Arroyo Grande Rec as well as Slow Rec. And so she came over here. She's had some families interested. And we had a good class today. I want to say there was about 9 participants, and it'll be a 7-week session. Every week they'll do a different project, so an hour class, different project. So we look forward to partnering with her and having her offer these classes for us. And then Youth Services has 2 fun events coming up. This Friday night is Kids Night Out. This is an opportunity for parents for only $20 to drop their child off at the community center from 5 to 8, and we provide dinner, games, crafts, and a movie, and quality childcare by the Kids Club staff. So this week's is a pajama party. So they'll be having breakfast for dinner and just doing all the fun pajama slumber party things. And then we also are hosting one next month for Valentine's Day, of course, so families can get that opportunity to go out on a Valentine's date or just stay at home and do whatever they want to do. But it's the same thing, $20, 5 to 8, and you'll get dinner, crafts, and lots of fun.
All right, yeah, this is me. So, yeah, we're bringing back the co-ed adult softball program after a brief hiatus from the fall season. We take the holidays off, and so get a team together and sign up your whole team. It goes from February through April, so we're excited to get some more co-ed softball back in. We're also registering right now for the Coast Girls Softball Program. This will be for girls from 4 to 16 years old, and they play in the District 5 area of USA Softball Region, which includes San Luis Obispo, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton. And so, yeah, we have T-ball teams all the way through the 14 and under teams. So. We're registering for that right now. We're excited for the season to start on March 16th is our opening day.
Thank you.
Have these been updated to the social media sites?
Yes, they have been.
Okay, great. I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before that I checked that.
Yeah,
I think it was probably 2 days ago.
Yesterday we posted the kids' night out, or the. I have a schedule. Every day there's a new one.
There was one I had seen that was postponed.
Yes, that was last month. We postponed it. We just didn't get the sign up that we wanted to, but now we have the January and then the February.
And this is the updated.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah. Great. Fabulous. Can we move on to public comment? We're pretty much done with announcements. Members of the audience wishing to address the board on business matters not on the agenda may do so at this time. For those desiring to speak on items of the agenda but unable to stay for the item, may also address the board at this time. I see none in the audience. Are there any remotely.
Thank you, Commissioner. There are no raised hands in the queue.
No raised hands in the queue.
Great. Then we can move on to the consent calendar. I see that there are items A1, 2, 3, and 4, beginning with the approval of past meetings from our last meeting, November 16th. Also including Recreation Services Division status report, revisiting select Recreation Service Division participation reports from the last commission meeting where there were some items that were held for this meeting, pending revision of data. And Recreation Services Division participation reports. If there are no questions or discussion on those items of the consent calendar, can I have a motion to approve the consent calendar and a vote?
I motion to approve the consent calendar.
I second the motion.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none opposed, and moving on to public hearings, I see that there are none. We are now moving on to business items. Item C1, staff report on aquatics. This is the summer of 2020.
Thank you. Yeah, we're catching up on some reporting for the aquatics numbers in the staff report. So this one covers June 1st through August 14th. It was in addition to the regular programming at the pool, which is lap swim and aqua aerobics that we have available to everybody. We also did various programming such as the Junior Lifeguard Boot Camp program. This is a program that is geared to get young swimmers in shape for the upcoming junior lifeguard sessions that take place over summer. It's focused on physical fitness and swimming technique, and so it's a great program for youth to develop their swimming skills. We also were able to run a summer experience program in partnership with San Luis Coastal Unified School District, where we provided lifeguard training for class credit for high school students. So we were able to have our staff train and teach the students from San Luis Coastal Unified School District classes, therefore resulting in a win-win for us and the school district, with us getting potential staff out of the partnership. And that was June through August for the Aquatic Center at the high school pool. Thank you for your time. Open to questions.
And once again, I'd like to clarify that this was for the period of summer June 1st, 2022 through August 14th of 2022, since there will be an additional agenda item continuing some of that information, I understand, this evening.
Correct, yeah. We have various periods of like, we broke it up into seasons of programming with the pool in order to accurately reflect what was the different programs that were happening. So, yeah, there will be some repetition with the pool staff reports.
Just want to eliminate any confusion over the time and given where we're at in 2024, 23. And
thank you.
I see that the cost recovery, because this is a merit service category, that the target was exceeded with a cost recovery of 80%, given that merit service categories are 70 to 79%.
That's correct.
And the conclusion in the report is that the summer experience, which was the win-win portion of this with Coastal, the arrangement with Coastal for school credit, was valuable in terms of the term here, life skills, were the things that you clarified.
Let me clarify a little bit further on that. They worked on basic first aid and lifeguarding techniques as part of the program. So yeah, they were getting training that was going to prepare them to then go on and become a lifeguard.
So the term here then, life skills, that's a clarification of what those skills break down to.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
I'm drawing this from the conclusion. The summer experience was beneficial, a beneficial new program for recreational service, as it teaches valuable life skills for participants and helps our organization recruit and train. You spoke to the recruitment and training, and then I just heard you clarify what the term life skills.
Sure, yeah, skills that can, you know, enable an individual to then go on and get a job. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But also to teach you to swim, which is a life skill.
Absolutely. Very life-preserving, living on the coast or really anywhere. Mm-hmm. Are there any questions or discussion regarding item C1? Hearing no questions or discussion, I'll move this to a motion to receive and file.
I make a motion, we receive and file.
And is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? There are none opposed. Moving on to item C2, which is a staff report for aquatics in the fall, also of 2022. Okay, I'm on the right page.
Okay, yeah, this is me again. Just reporting on the figures as far as participation for aquatics from August of 15, 2022 to December 31st of 2022. We continue to offer our regular programming, aqua aerobics, lap swim, master swim during this time. Happy to take questions.
Do you have any comment on the cost recovery, which I see was slightly down, but still within the revenue goal?
Sure. I think the lack of the programs was the main reason for the lower cost recovery numbers. Just the regularly drop-in programs of lap swim and master swim, aqua aerobics, likely led to the lower cost recovery figure.
Thank you very much. Is there any question or discussion further on item C2? Can I have a motion then to receive and file item C2?
I'll make a motion to receive and file C2.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? Hearing none opposed, then that is voted to receive and file. Moving then to item C3. This will be a staff report on the floating pumpkin patch. This one also from 2022.
Thank you. Yeah. So started the floating pumpkin patch. It's a great way to celebrate the fall spirit. Families can sign up for $15 for a pumpkin and a free recreational swim. We don't always do recreational swim, but we do it for the floating pumpkin patch. We're kind of open up the pool and let families swim together. And if you are not getting a pumpkin, you can sign up for just $5. We have various decorations in the fall spirit that we bring out. We get donations from Trader Joe's from this one in 22. So I want to thank the Trader Joe's store for donating 20 pumpkins. And then we had the local Girl Scout group help do some of the decorating. So just a good family event that celebrates the fall spirit. Plenty of lifeguards on hand, and everybody leaves with a pumpkin to decorate for the holiday. Happy to answer any questions that the commission may have about this event.
No, just looking at this report, I would like to thank the seniors for donating $400 towards the pumpkins. They're doing a very good job, as always.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you for adding that. Are there any other questions or discussion on item C3? If there are no other questions or discussion, then can I have a motion to receive and file item C3?
I'll make a motion to receive and file.
And a second, please.
And I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed, signify by nay. Hearing none opposed, please receive and file. And moving on to item C4, this will be aquatics program summer June 2023 through August 13, 2023.
Thank you. Yeah, so this is the aquatics reporting from June 1st through August 13, 2023, as mentioned. We had the regular programming at the Aquatic Center along with the Junior Guard Boot Camp and the Summer Experience Program. We also had a good amount of rec swim with the Kids Club, and so we were able to get the Kids Club out and provide some lessons for those who weren't comfortable with swimming and do rec swim during those times when they were at the Aquatic Center. One challenge of this time period, I just want to make a note, was the parking lot closure at the Morro Bay High School. So instead of parking right next to where the Aquatic Center at the normal parking lot, San Luis Coastal Unified School District had construction going on, forcing users of the pool to park in the main high school parking lot. Therefore, any user that wanted to use the pool had to check in through the front office and walk about a quarter, maybe a third of a mile to the pool, making it fairly challenging and just more of a time-consuming endeavor to try to get to the pool. I myself only got out there a couple times after being a more of a regular user leading up to it. So that definitely led to a decline in the daily activity at the pool. However, the really committed swimmers still got out there. Happy to answer any questions that the commission may have about this time period for the Aquatic Center.
Did the parking lot construction create a problem for smaller kids in getting that distance?
I believe so. Yeah, I think it was just a logistical challenge for families and maybe folks that have limited mobility.
Is there any further discussion or questions regarding item C4? Hearing no questions and there being no other discussion, may I have a motion to receive and file item C4?
I'll make the motion to receive and file C4.
And a second?
Second.
And can we move on to a vote? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? Hearing no opposition and there being unanimous approval to receive and file, we will move on to item C5.
Thank you. So this report will bring us current with the aquatics programs reporting here. We still had regular programming of lap swim, master swim, aqua aerobics, and this was the tail end of when the construction was going on. We had some unexpected delays in the finish date of when the parking lot was going to open up, so it went through December when the parking lot was not open. So some of the participation is probably reflected in the numbers as far as that goes for the aquatics, as well as, you know, the summer programming being over with of the Junior Guard Boot Camp, summer experience, and so have you. Happy to answer any questions that the commission may have, and happy to report as a side that, yes, the parking lot is wonderful now. It's smooth. It's, you get to park right there and walk right into the pool. I parked 20 feet away from the entrance, so it's up and running again.
Great to hear that update and the positive resolution of accessibility. And so if there is any other question or discussion on item C5, if not, may I have a motion to receive and file?
Motion to receive and file.
And a second?
I'll second.
Having a motion and a second, all in favor of receiving and filing, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And any in opposition? Hearing no opposition and unanimous approval, then that may be received and filed. Moving on to item C6, which is the floating pumpkin patch for 2023.
All right, this will be the last of the aquatics reports here. Another year of a successful floating pumpkin patch event in the fall spirit. The weather was slightly inclement for this year's pumpkin patch, so that could have contributed to not as well attended event as we would have hoped. However, it still was a really fun event for all involved. Side note, it was my 1-year-old's first time in the pool, so we were able to take him out and bring home a pumpkin, so that was a great atmosphere for him to get in, and we all had a good time. And I want to thank Trader Joe's and Spencer's Market for donating the pumpkins. We have some very talented face painters on our aquatic staff. They're professionals at the highest level of face painting. All the kids that get face painted from them leave happy. And the staff trains the new staff how to do face painting, so it's something that we're able to keep in rotation for events that we enjoy. And yeah, that's what I got for the floating pumpkin patch. Happy to answer any questions the commission has.
So face painting could be added to the list of life skills.
That's correct.
Absolutely should be. And was this the first year, or had Spencer's participated in previous years?
To my knowledge, it was the first year they donated pumpkins to this event.
Very grateful for that. And then the seniors, the senior center donated $250, I see.
Yes, so they did.
Very grateful for that as well. Are there any other questions or discussion on item C6?
Well, I would just like to make a comment. You guys are doing just a fabulous job. And all the aquatics events are terrific and well attended. And you've had so many challenges with all the construction and, of course, COVID and all of that. I just want to thank you and commend you for all your hard work on this.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Any other discussion on item C6? Having no further discussion, can I have a motion to receive and file on item C6?
Motion to receive and file item C6.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Since there are none opposed, item C7, program evaluation for aquatics program January 1st, 2023 through May 31st of 2023.
Thank you. Yes, may have spoke out of turn. I thought it was the last aquatics one. This is a report of the regular programming from January 1st through May 31st. Had our regular programming of lap swim, masters, aqua aerobics, and yeah, I think we saw more of a return to the normal cost recovery that we would wanted to see for this time period. I'm happy to answer any questions the commission has.
It's good to hear about the rebound of cost recovery. And reflects the improvement of access and some of the other barriers that I've been hearing about earlier. Is there any other question or discussion on item C6? And I'd like to mirror my appreciation for the quality of all of these programs. Particularly coming out of a time of pandemic adversity. If there's no other discussion or question on item C7, can I have a motion to receive and file?
Motion to receive and file C7.
I'll second that.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And any opposed? There being none opposed, receive and file item C7. Moving on to item C8, this will be Estero Bay Youth Soccer 2023.
Thank you. Yeah, so If you're not familiar with our soccer program, we have soccer for ages 4 to 14, under 6 division, which is co-ed, under 8 division, which is co-ed, and under 10 division, which plays with the South Bay Soccer League, and an under 12 division that plays with South Bay Soccer League as well. Once the players are an under 14 age group, they'll play with the larger San Luis Obispo County area, involving teams from, Morro Bay, Templeton, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. And so this year we had a slight dip in our participation, which to me, we need to get those numbers back up and increasing every year. We did in fact have 2 all-star teams though that we formed for the under 10 divisions at the end of the season. We play under the Cal South, which is the California Youth Soccer Association umbrella, which enables our teams to form our players and coaches to form all-star teams after the recreational season is over, to then go and compete in tournaments. So they compete in anywhere from, 2 to 4 tournaments from December through January. And so some of the teams ended up just finishing up last weekend with a tournament in Orchid. So we think that's a huge draw for our program, is having these consistent all-star teams that players can aspire to try out and make the team and work towards a larger goal in soccer of, upping their game. And I think, the overall sport numbers are down across the board. So happy to try to promote our programs and youth to participate in sports as a way to participate in our programs. I'm happy to answer any questions the commission may have about the soccer program.
I have a question for you about the terminology All-Stars. Is that a categorization, an identifier?
Sure. So if you look at our recreational league, we play within a club organization, but we're recreational soccer under a club umbrella, I guess. So when we register the players, they're registered to Estero Bay Youth Soccer League. So they're registered for the recreational season, and then we have to select a coach, which then will select players that try out and make the all-star team. And so it's an extension of the recreational league, if that makes sense.
It does.
Okay.
Great. And I'm also interested in having you expand on the Aspen Institute. First of all, if you could clarify primarily for members of the audience who the Aspen Institute is and how they became a resource of information on general trends.
Sure. Yeah, I happened upon the Aspen Institute when I was just doing some research on overall, sport numbers across the board and trying to ascertain some trends, so that I could try to stay ahead of the curve and see where the participation trends are going. If you look up the Aspen Institute, they have done a wealth of studies on the current trends in youth sport, sport-specific trends, and you can find some really good information just based on age groups, what type of recreational versus specialized sport. I think there's a lot of trends currently with players, kids, families wanting to specialize their children into single sport athletes at a young age. And so this institute just looks at a lot of youth sport trends across the board and does studies that can be helpful to recreation professionals.
Is their work confined strictly to youth sports?
That That I'm not sure about. I don't know comprehensively what they do. I've only really seen the youth sports side of things. I can get back to you on that, though.
That's fine.
I'm interested in knowing how many teams are there in Morro Bay and in the area.
Yeah, so we had, I think we had five teams for under six. We have about 20 teams. The South Bay Soccer League has a lot of teams as well. They're slightly larger than us. I think if you look at the population of families in South Bay, they have more families with the youth that are soccer, that use soccer playing age. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. I just know there seems to be a lot of interest in the sport with our kids.
You're correct.
I was surprised to hear it was in, there was a little drop in.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's fair. It's worth looking at, what South Bay Soccer is doing, and just kind of the breakdown of players that play with us versus play with the South Bay Soccer organization. In talks with the former supervisor that had my position, she stated that a lot of the players, as they get to middle school age, they go to school in Los Osos, their friends are living in Los Osos, mm-hmm. so a lot of them decide to play with the South Bay Soccer mm-hmm. League. South Bay also has an under-19 team, so you're able to play youth soccer up until you're 16, 17. You can play on a recreational team even when you're in high school. We are the Estero Bay Soccer League probably does not have the population to have a whole team from Morro Bay that's that age group. So they know that ultimately they're going to be playing with South Bay in the long run. So that may be another reason why people are signing up with the South Bay Soccer League. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Doing a first scan of the agenda, and something stuck in my head about a survey that was being distributed to the public, and I couldn't refine that. And so was that survey specifically about participation in that, or is that something that's going to be addressed still?
So, yeah, I didn't get a chance to announce that during the announcements. I should have, but... we are currently doing an adult sports community survey in hopes that we can get some information on what the adults in the area want to see. So I think I put a link on the status report section of the packet. So if you go to the status report, I did put a link in there. And we will be posting on our social media as well. We have about 50 responses thus far. We're really trying to see what the adults in the area want to see for sports. Currently, we have various youth sports offerings, but one of the areas I think we're lacking in is sport adults for participating in sports. So that's a big item on my... what my vision is for the sports, for the rec services.
I have a number of questions about surveys, but I don't want to muddy the conversation about this particular agenda item. So will that survey be discussed still on tonight's agenda?
Not to my knowledge. However, we can list it on future agenda.
So we'll come back to that as a future
Correct.
Agenda item. Okay. And so then we can get some information on the construction of the survey, how particular items were selected, how it's being disseminated, and what demographic information you'll be able to glean with regards to specific either zip codes or GIS locations or how that's going to put a more detailed face on the data that's received.
I think that would be beneficial, yes.
That's great. So once again, I want to be clear that my question then was about adult sports and not specifically item C8.
Gotcha.
Okay, great. And so is there any other discussion or questions on item C8? Since there are no other questions or discussion on that item, can I have a motion to receive and file?
Motion to receive and file C8.
And a second of that motion.
I'll second that.
Having a motion and a second, please signify to receive and file by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And any opposed? Hearing none opposed, we can move on to item C9, which is the program evaluation of co-ed fall adult softball for 2023.
Thank you. Yeah, so this is a report of the co-ed adult softball program that happens on Monday nights at Lila Kaiser Park. We were down to four teams for this season, which I'm unsure if it was a fall thing or if our participation just dropped that way. So we ran the games September through November to avoid the holidays, and four teams competed. We had an end of the season tournament after the regular season of games was over, and if you won, you got to continue on to the championships. It all took place in one night, and a champion was crowned. Looking forward to the next season of adult softball, and happy to answer any questions that the commission has about the adult softball program.
Is there any further discussion or question regarding that item? If not, then may I have a motion to receive and file?
I make a motion to receive and file, C9.
And is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 And any opposed? None opposed, please receive and file. Item C10, holiday tree lighting.
Okay.
2023.
This is me. So we held all of our Morro Bay holiday events on the first weekend in December. The holiday tree lighting was that first Friday. We keep it very simple, but we like to make sure that we have a lot of community members involved. So starting with Mayor Wixom, she was our MC. We had cookies donated by the Senior Center. We had Kickers Restaurant hosted a churro and hot chocolate booth, which was really popular. The Children of Kids Club, they came out and sang a couple Christmas songs. We also had the ladies and gentlemen provide the music at the beginning. And then the Morro Bay High School Choir also participated. We had Morro Bay Trolley delivered Santa. We had Santa, of course. And then I also want to give a thank you to Public Works, because they helped us. I'm not sure if you've been out to that park, but the tree is not so big yet. It's still growing, but it will be our tree for life, hopefully. And so they helped me create more of a lighted tree. I think it was great. It signifies that's the tree that we'll be using, so I thought it was best to continue to use that. And I believe we had about 150 people out there, just with the families of the participants, of the performers, so I think that always helps. We had seniors out there. We had a lot of city staff out there supporting, so it was a really great event. Any questions?
No, kudos to the Public Works. It was a lovely tree with nice lights. Made me smile.
I appreciate that, Drew. We do plan to meet in July with Public Works and with other city staff to kind of discuss the future of our holidays and how we'll continue to light this tree, make it a bigger tree, and maybe do a little more decorating around our city. So
Well, hopefully years from now, the fire department won't have to bring a ladder truck to decorate it.
I agree.
Are there any other questions or discussion regarding item C10? May I then have a motion to receive and file item C10?
Make a motion to receive and file item C10.
And may I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. And those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And any opposed? There are none opposed. Please receive and file item C10. Item C11.
Okay, and so I say, if we have Santa at night, we have to provide breakfast for him the next morning. So Saturday, December 2nd, we hosted our, I believe it's our 6th annual Breakfast with Santa right here at the Vets Hall. We sell pre-sale tickets, but you can also buy the tickets at the door. Again, I like to participate with as many different organizations as I can, so we are lucky to have a great partnership with Beosos Kiwanis Club. They do all the pancake making, and this year they even brought their Key Club. They finally established one at Morbay High School, and so the Key Club are young high schoolers who will eventually be Kiwanis or volunteer like them, and it was great. They came out and they served the food. They cleaned up the tables. It was really nice. Ironically, some of those the Key Club members are also employees of ours. They ref for our soccer and basketball, so it was kind of a cool full circle. We also partnered with Buttercup Bakery. They host a cookie decorating booth, and then we did some crafts that were led by some of our swim instructors who just like to do things with kids. And then we also had those amazing face painters come out and do the face painting. Let's see. This year we sold 139 tickets. This was a packed Santa's Village in here. We also shortened the event to 2 hours, hoping that that would make people come and just go. But it was more of just they came and hung out. But it was a beautiful day outside, and people were excited to be here. Kids came in their pajamas. It was really cute. Families came in their pajamas. Santa was very happy, and it was a great turnout. So we're very proud of it, and we look forward to next year.
Is there a mechanism that some of these things can be posted to social media?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. I just didn't see it as big as I have.
Right, yeah, so we do have an Instagram account and a Facebook account. They are always shared on that. Typically, I make them into events on Facebook, which is really popular for things where you have to pre-register for. But yeah, those are there. We also had ads in the Estero Bay News, and then KSBY comes out and they always run something on it, and then I'm not sure if you saw it, but they did come out and do a little blurb on our whole thing and did some interviews with Santa. So we have them on there, and we also have it on our website.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion regarding this item? May I have a motion to receive and file item C11?
Motion to receive and file C11.
I'll second.
All in favor of receipt and file of C11, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. And are there any opposed? None opposed. Please receive and file C11. C12, staff report, special events discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me. This was agendized at the request of the city manager. We're dusting off our special event policy. And to begin with that, I created this Morbay events calendar, which you see there in your agenda packet. Two sides of it. The first is really more of the calendar. And keeping in mind that this calendar it's fluid. We don't know which events are coming into town all the time. What I try to do is capture recurring events, but we will see things come and go. So this will be updated as needed. But I also went ahead and organized these with some of them are underlined, some are in bold. Those underlined are sponsored events by Morro Bay Tourism or Visit Morro Bay. The events in bold are city events, so you'll see some of them are some city events are sponsored by Visit Morro Bay. So it's really just a conversation that we're going to have. But what I'd like to do is look at the other side of that document, and then I went ahead further to break these items down into events that see fees or don't see fees or get charged fees. So of course, city events and fee. First of all, fees. What I mean by that is use of city property. If someone were to do like a car show or whatever, they need to request use of city property through our office, and we permit that. So that's the fees I'm referring to, as well as staff time. Those are could be looked at as fees as well. So what I did is break them down into these into five categories. And this is a work in progress, so bear with me. And what I didn't attach was our old special event policy, but I'm a little ahead of myself, I think, on that. But anyways, city events, again, no fees charged to ourselves. City signature events, these are also no fee events. But some of them do have, we partner with other agencies or organizations to provide these events. So there's no fees. We call these city signature events. There's actually a city council resolution that identified these events as city signature events. Exactly why, I don't know. We had to declare that, but we did, and we will again. The third grouping is partnership events. So there'll be no fees or staff only fees, and they have an agreement that comes along with it. So it's an agreement that kind of defines our relationship of with the organizations listed. So for example, the Community Foundation of Estero Bay we have a partnership agreement with them, and you know, they provide scholarships for the youth in the area to participate in our programs and classes and leagues and whatnot, and then the city then will offer up free use of facilities for this organization. So they have their board meetings in our community center and their annual fundraiser. So that's just an example of what a partnership event looks like. And again, it comes with an agreement already in place. And then the fifth and final is outside special events. Oh, excuse me. The fourth is sponsorship events. And these are no fees or set fees. And then they also are accompanied by an agreement. So as an example here is the Ironman Triathlon. The city entered into a three-year agreement where there are some fees, but we do not capture all the fees that we would normally charge. And then the trade-off here for this event specifically, as well as the surf contest below, is worldwide exposure of our town. So Ironman is a huge company where they have these events worldwide, and this does provide really worldwide exposure for the city of Morro Bay, and the same again with the surf contest. And then the fifth and final grouping is outside special events, such as the Bird Festival or the Morro Bay Car Show. These are just straightforward people coming in wanting to do an event, so we do charge fees, but they're just, again, listed as a recurring event here in Morro Bay. And then I just kind of lumped these into this grouping of outside special events. So I'm working on, you know, what we want to call these. And these are, like I said, it's work in progress. So this is a working document, I guess, and these are working titles, if you will, of these little groupings. But again, the bigger picture is to update our special event policy and address these issues, such as, you know, why isn't the Bird Festival a partner event? You know, so I don't know how deep I want to go into this, but folks who want to do events or even come to use city facilities will oftentimes mm-hmm. request fee waivers, and that's not in my wheelhouse. I don't do that. Fee waivers come through city council, so this document will help us to really chart a path for really our office to address these requests from folks to waive fees. But again, that's the purpose of what I'm doing here is to update that special event policy and look into what is a partnership, what is a sponsorship, and what are the definitions of those and what comes with that. So it's a project that's been on the books for quite some time. I was working with the previous city manager, Scott Collins, on this. And it's a challenge in that, we're trying to capture as many little loopholes that people might find and kind of close them up, and really have a policy in place that we can turn to that makes sense. And it takes the negotiation kind of approach to events and fees off the table, basically. And I can just, turn to this document. So let me see. That's really all I have to say about this right now, but I'm happy to, engage in conversation if you'd like, or we can discuss it. There isn't really an end result that I'm looking for from the commission here. It's just more kind of, opening this up and putting it out there right now to let you guys know that we're working on this, and you should see something hopefully sometime this year.
At this point, can you see any expansion of these topics into the work of this commission, other than possibly receiving updates and announcements?
Possibly, yes.
Could that be in the same format as staff reports?
I'm sorry?
Could that be along the same lines as specific agenda items like the staff reports?
I'm not quite sure what you're asking me.
No, that's okay. In the way that, for example, we receive reports on Breakfast with Santa, and I realize that those agenda items are specific to the operations and the activities of the staff of Recreation and Parks.
Yes.
Could they become similar agenda items? So, for example, could a senior health fair mm-hmm. become an agenda item? Rock to Pier already?
Yes, some
does.
Of them are. I see what you're saying. Yes, and they should be, and most of them are. I think senior health fair. I'm not sure if we've ever done one of those. But then again, the ones that would become a staff report that you would hear would be those events that we host, that we work towards. I wouldn't put anything together for the Bird Festival, for example, because that's an outside user renting our facilities.
Okay.
That makes sense.
It does.
Yep.
Great. Then can I have a motion to... Is there a receipt and filing of item C-12?
No, there isn't. It's just really...
This is FYI and discussion.
Yeah.
Are there any questions and discussion, then, about item C-12?
I'd just like to say, from what I gather, we just have to we're asked to give some input if these are appropriate types of events, and they certainly all are. Mm-hmm. We got 5 surf contests. That's awesome. All these wonderful things. The Tunes at Tidelands, I got to go to a few. That was really fun. So the Signature City events, that's stuff we are known for all over the county. So I just suggest that everyone go to the city website, the Parks and Rec website and the senior website. And you just have a plethora of wonderful, fun, exciting things to do, and a lot of nice people to help you do them. So thank you.
Then moving on to item D, future agenda items. We had discussed that there will be future discussion on the survey for adult recreation programs. Are there any suggested additional or future agenda items?
If I could make one quick comment, I am the liaison between the Parks and Recs and the Moore Bay seniors. I didn't get to address that. And basically, more pickleball. They like more pickleball courts. That's their main focus. Otherwise, everything there is going real well. And one thing I would like to note, you know, that community center is probably the most used building in the city because there are so many people going there for different events all week long. So I thank the seniors for what they do in cooperation with Parks and Rec to put on these wonderful programs. Thank you.
How's bocce ball going?
I see people out there enjoying it on occasion, you know, when the weather's nice. To us, this is really cold.
So no,
but when the weather's bocce nice, ball. I've seen several, you know, families, and I think there's a club, you know.
There is a regular bocce play day Thursdays at 1 o'clock, I believe.
Oh, there you go.
And there's at least a dozen people out there on that day. But we do see quite a bit of use. The rain, of course, hampers it, but.
I was going to ask some questions in regard to, there were some maintenance items last time with the tennis court was requiring some resurfacing. How that's going, or was that under Qualix?
Yeah, that's a public works item. And I'm meeting with him next month. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if we can have a regular standing report from Public Works. I can speak to a little bit of that. It's the pickleball court that is going to be resurfaced. That the contract was just executed, so that should happen within the next few months.
I think that you had mentioned, or he had mentioned, that a tennis court was going to be resurfaced. It required some kind of, I'm not familiar with the sand court, but.
Yes.
That
yes, I'm not sure where they are with that. They don't report back to me regularly on.
Seems like it should be under rec. I mean,
yeah.
Well, they have the people that specialize in that in construction and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's just it's nice if we can oversee it to make sure if there's anything we can do to help them get things done. But I talk to those guys all the time. You see them out there working every day, and they do a great job.
Okay.
So if we could just get whatever their own internal little report is, just to include that for the audience that, you know, there's this construction or this project's been finished. Weren't they working on some fences at one of the tennis courts?
Not sure about the.
Oh,
yeah, but anyway.
There was.
Yeah. But
yeah. I am aware, though, of the tennis court that you're referring to. I'm sorry. It is the synthetic turf court.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not sure if they have done that work yet or not.
Okay.
I kind of recall him saying that they did, but I haven't been out to look at it. So.
I guess it was pretty bad from what I was informed. You know, the condition of the court was almost dangerous.
Yeah, so it got real slick. It hadn't been maintained since it was installed. It hadn't been maintained properly. So they did go back through and kind of scrape over that the artificial grass blades, I guess you'd call them. They scratch them up a little bit and let them stand up, and then they put sand back into that. So, but yes, it did get a little slick because those little fibers kind of laid flat and were just kind of packed down. So. Mm-hmm.
The parks in reference, Drew, was. Monty Young.
Yes, Monty Young.
Fencing for that. I think that was a tennis court too, wasn't it?
Yes, that is a tennis court.
And then I'd like to know more about what's going on with Coleman Park, and maybe that's all going to come under Qualix.
Yes, that's all public
purview.
Yes, it is. Anything maintenance or development is mm-hmm. under our public works okay. department. And they may discuss these very topics at the public works advisory board meetings. I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch those.
Okay, well, I'm sure we're all looking forward to Coleman getting a facelift. It's a wonderful spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there is a couple of things, like there's a Portuguese plaque, and I think something from the Schumacher or something that's going to be
yes.
the Selenians. Yeah, I think they're going to cooperate. Yeah, it's a wonderful spot, and if it could be fixed up, it'd be a great another feather in our cap. Which mm-hmm. is a beautiful city we live in.
Yes.
Any other discussion? So at this time, I'd like to adjourn the meeting at 7:05, and we'll be picking up again at the next regular Recreation and Parks Commission meeting at 6 p.m. Thursday, March 21st, 2024. That will again be here at the Veterans Memorial Building at 209 Surf Street, Morro Bay, California. The agenda is subject to amendment up to 72 hours prior to the date and time set for the meeting. Please refer to the agenda posted at the Morro Bay Community Center, 1001 Kennedy Way, for any revisions, or call Recreation Services at 805-772-6278 for further information. Materials related to an item on this agenda submitted to the Commission after distribution of agenda packet are available for public inspection upon request by calling Recreation Services at 805-772-6278. In compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, if you require special assistance to participate in a city meeting, please contact the Recreation Services at least 24 hours in advance to the meeting to ensure reasonable arrangements can be made to provide accessibility to the meeting. This agenda is available for copying at the Morro Bay Public Library. And I'd like to thank staff and advisors for having participated this evening. Thank you.
I second that motion.
Thank you.